here's why we can't.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Unfortunately, it is why we can't have nice things, reminding all that we're probably doing better than we think we are.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. It's all about the positive things of this. Like, yeah, you could go to northern Turkey. Just off the coast there. I hear it's lovely this time of year. And a brand new $1 million yacht. The Dolce Vento.
Oh.
Yeah. 85-foot yacht. Comes in just under $950,000. And it was time to launch it for its brand new owner.
Aww.
From Istanbul.
What's
Constantinople,
that mean?
If you prefer. Well, the owner and the captain and the two crew members jumped aboard. And then as it was shoved off into the water, within about 30 minutes had to jump then back off into the water. And upon immediately being launched, this $1 million yacht starts sinking.
Oh, no.
It does. Yeah, nobody was injured on this. And no determining factor on what caused it. But again, do be safe whenever you attempt this, big or small, because
will it?
Yeah, you never know.
Is not for novices.
The radioactive shrimp from Walmart. Well, these are what horror movies are made of, and one senator from Louisiana claims that they could be much worse. John Kennedy does not think any of this is amusing, and calling for changes to imported seafood with this morning.
This is a photograph of the alien from the movie Alien. This is what you could end up looking like if you eat some of the raw, frozen shrimp being sent to the United States by other countries.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. He also guaranteed that you will grow an extra ear.
No. That's a bonus.
No, that's a bonus. Yeah.
He also thinks he's John Kennedy, which is a little bit.
I know.
And you, sir, are no John Kennedy.
And you're going to need that extra ear as a husband.
Let us go to a wedding, speaking of, in Pennsylvania from this past weekend. Yeah, it got a little weird in Conakenessing, Pennsylvania, I think. Nailed it.
Bingo.
Butler County, Pennsylvania, and now this wedding guest is facing charges after allegedly punching the bride and injuring three others. John Chianci is charged with four counts of assault. According to authorities, Chianci punched the bride after being cut off of alcohol, knocking her to the ground, then allegedly attacked other people, three of them, who were trying to subdue John Chianci. Police say in addition to the injuries, Chianci's actions caused a public inconvenience, annoyance, and alarm to those attending the wedding. Where was the groom?
Honey, so becoming a dog mom is one of the biggest moments in a woman's life, even if it's a dog mom. But, you know, those fur babies don't have the same rights as living human beings. Laura Yorex did not get the memo. You see, she felt that her dog needed their voice heard. Cast a vote for the pooch in a genuine civic election. Laura may not be dealing with the full deck. She reported the crime on herself and could now be facing five felony charges.
Is that a case of the tail wagging the dog?
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go to a Nashville man, just known as Zachary, with a CH in the middle of it. Zachary had just found out that his, ex, at this point, had been cheating on him and told her to move out. Well, she did.
Beat it.
She wanted to be with the other dude that she was messing around with. So Zachary, of course, did what anybody of sound mind and body would do.
Mm-hmm.
Hired a mariachi band to play
Lord.
The entire time that she's moving her stuff out of the apartment that they shared for many years. Now the band is being considered for bread coops around the Nashville area. And I think this is a way to spend your money.
You know, a long day on the job means you can work up an appetite, even if it's not the most honest of professions. You see, Dominique Marion and Tinaja Williams are accused of stealing from a TJ Maxx store. But then they stopped at Wendy's for a bite. Now, this is not the place for a getaway. Police busted them in the drive-thru line right across from the TJ Maxx store.
Well, there are a lot of locations. Dum, 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 dum. And then speaking of love, I don't know if you remember the story. This last year, 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart. He's the dad from Wisconsin who faked his own death by pretending he died in a kayak in a lake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then didn't. Rode a bus to Detroit, then Toronto, and he flew. All to be with his mistress in Eastern Europe. He has a wife and three kids back in Wisconsin. But no, he's over there in Georgia, the other one.
Uh-huh.
The Europe one. Well, police had tracked the guy down and committed some fraud to do this along the way. Yeah, so brought him back. Well, finally, this last week, a judge, he agreed to a plea deal that would give him 45 days in jail, but the judge said, no, no, I'm giving you 89 days. That is exactly how long he made his family think that he was dead.
Yeah.
There you
just
go.
Just sit there.
His wife of 22 years filed for divorce 2 days after he got back, by the way, last year. It's not clear if the mistress is still in the picture or what happened to the kayak.
Dum, dum, you know, dum, 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 d